You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So I'm joined by Culture Source Executive Director and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Welcome back, Omari.
Thanks for the welcome, Lisa.
Always good to see you. And joining us is Rich Reddy from the Ann Arbor District Library. Hi, Rich.
Great to see you.
Talking about a new event being held at the Ann Arbor District Library called Ways Goose?
Ways Goose.
What does that mean?
Ways Goose and Printing Festival. Ways Goose is a festival that celebrates all forms of printmaking, from letterpress to screen printing, block printing, bookbinding. So it's the first time we're holding this, and we'll have a bunch of vendors, a bunch of guests in to hang out. We've got workshops, vendor fair, happening Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the downtown library.
Why are you all doing this? You have books normally.
We do have. It all fits in, right? Printmaking, bookbinding. And since, unfortunately, by then the summer is coming to a close, this Ways Goose is sort of it's a traditional festival that was held back in the days before electricity. So Ways Goose was hosted by a printmaker for the workers to mark the end of the summer when the printing season would move indoors and everybody would work by candlelight. So the benevolent printmaker would have a celebration with a goose. And so everybody would celebrate, eat goose, have one whole day off, perhaps, and then shuffle into a cave and work by candlelight, bookbinding, printmaking for the rest of the fall and winter.
So the goose isn't really celebrating because it's on the menu.
The goose is cooked.
Cooked goose. And it starts out, you have like a pop-up art exhibit?
Yeah, so the Ann Arbor Art Center is hosting the pop-up art exhibit, which is the Friday before, the 24th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's featuring the works of Tribune Showprint and Star-Shaped Press, two of the vendors that are coming in who do a lot of like custom print gig posters and things, and you'll see some really, really cool stuff that is old-timey letterpress brought to you now in the modern time with a modern aesthetic.
So these workshops, they're hands-on. People will be able to make things?
Yes.
Okay.
There'll be some presentations where you can learn a little bit more. So wood engraving, screen printing, casting type by hand in wax because we can't pour molten lead in the library, making wood type by hand. And then for kids, we'll have a printing corner where they can make their own, with rubber stamps and print designs, make their own little books. And then we'll have screen printing for canvas bags so people can come in, practice what screen printing is all about. You can spiral bind your own books. It'll be lots of hands-on stuff for everybody. And then you can kind of just circulate around and check out. We've got more than 30 vendors coming from throughout the Midwest. Plus, we lucked out a very famous vendor from England. Happens to be in Ohio at this time.
Awesome.
So they're coming over, and you're going to see everything from letterpress equipment to screen-printed shirts and bags and music posters and patches and chapbooks, lead type, maybe even some small printing presses that you can check out and like home kits. So it should be cool, even if you don't know a single thing about screen printing or about letterpress, come on by, check it all out, spend a little time at your Ann Arbor District Library downtown.
That's what I was going to say. Do you have to be an experienced artist to participate?
You do not. You just have to like posters. So like if you're a college student looking for maybe that Reservoir Dogs poster that's kind of fading and you want to put something cooler up, peel that sucker down, go to this thing, put something up, or relive the magic of the old days when you had that Rothko on the wall in my dorm room and look a little cooler with a custom rock poster.
Or if you like flowers, you know, you can come and, you know, make a flower print or something.
Like if you have like 8,000 pictures on your cell phone of flowers.
Exactly.
Awesome. And then, I wonder who we're talking about.
I wonder, Lisa Berry.
I could finish my book, bind it at Ways Goose, and then make a tote bag and I'm good to go.
Do you bring your own tote bag or will you
have
tote bags?
No, we have tote bags.
Okay.
Yeah, us, we're like, what should we wear? Should we wear walking shoes or
shoes are provided.
Oh, okay.
Smocks. And part of this is, so you mentioned bringing something in. We also, so this is part of programs that we have at ADL, which is a letterpress lab that we hold every Wednesday. So down in the secret lab, which is in the basement of the downtown library, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. every Wednesday, we hold Letterpress Lab. So you can come down there and check out some of our cylinder presses. You can work with lead and wood type to kind of set things. We have people come in there that do posters. They do invitations. And you can come back every week and work on different projects, get a little better. We have tons of type that we have donated or that we've purchased. So it's a really cool hands-on thing. And we're trying to get people in the building to see all of this. And then check out some of our programming throughout the year. You can do some hands-on stuff yourself.
And again, this is your friendly Ann Arbor District Library we're talking about.
Your friendly Ann Arbor District Library.
That is free and open to the public.
Free and open to the public. Anyone can come, cardholders or not. Cardholders are the only ones that can check things out. Everybody can always come to these events. All AADL events are free to everybody, always.
Can you pay your card fines on site? I might need to do that before I check anything
yes,
out.
Yes, you okay. can.
Great. Good to
we
know.
Take
Good
cash
know.
Or Square.
Great.
All right. So. Well, we're talking about Ways Goose and Printing Festival coming up when again?
Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Downtown Library.
And the library has just like ongoing amazing arts programs. Just like go on this brand new website. It's beautiful. It's easy to kind of poke around on.
AADL.org for all that information. Ways Goose is spelled WayzGoose if you want to check that out. Like Omari said, we've got exhibits that constantly come through there. So we've got some exhibits up now, too. Check us out. It's a great place to work.
Mm-hmm. That's Rich Reddy working for the Ann Arbor District Library. Omari, you got a few minutes left. What else is going on?
So, you know, Rich mentioned the Ann Arbor Arts Center. They have an exhibition coming up, opening on August 17, called Rinse and Repeat. It explores the kind of ritual and routine of art making, artistic practices, people that the actions and the process is more important than the outcome necessarily. It's a juried show that is being juried by Marley Grace. Marley is known as an improvisational dancer. She has a crazy, wild Instagram following.
Check it out.
Yes, it's personal practice. That's her Instagram handle. And so she's juring this. There's going to be a wide range of work, big, large scale, small, at the opening, which again, August 17, 6 to 9 p.m., will include a kind of a performative aspect that folks will make a floral mandala on the floor of the Art Center. Wow. So it should just be a cool show. It's going to be up for, about a month. And so check it out at the Ann Arbor Art Center.
Is rinse and repeat an artistic term?
No, not necessarily an art term, but just, you know, this process of doing something over and over and over again.
Okay.
So,
and Dipsy coming up.
Yes, Dipsy. Indie Art Fair, once again happening, started in 2010 and in 2018, still cranking along. This year will be August 18 and 19 at ABC Microbrewery, over 80 vendors. Just a really great way to support local artists, get really cool artwork. Clearly, you can have a beer there.
All right, lots going on. Great to meet you, Rich Reddy. Looking forward to Ways Goose at the Ann Arbor District Library. And Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Thanks so much for joining us for 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.